It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food and food culture. This week we're looking at food technology. With the end of this year's apple crop in New Hampshire, farmers are starting to get ready for next year, and there are plenty of obstacles to a good crop. One of them is a fungal disease known as apple scab, and new research at the University of New Hampshire might yield a better approach to preventing its spread. This approach, by the way, includes the use of special imaging cameras mounted on unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as UAVs or drones. Dr. Kirk Broders is assistant professor at UNH, and he joins me now with more on his research. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to hear you guys are interested.
Well, before we get to your solution, let's talk about the problem. What exactly is apple scab, and what problems is it causing for orchards?
Apple scab is a fungal disease that infects both the leaves and the fruit of the apple tree. And the big problem is when it infects the fruit and you get those little scab lesions on your fruit. In many cases, it's unmarketable. Then farmers have to use fungicides to prevent these scabby apples from happening. This can lead to multiple fungicide applications through the course of the year. And of course, consumers are also not terribly excited about multiple fungicide applications either.
So enter this aircraft. How does this help address that problem so that farmers don't have to resort to the multiple applications of fungicide or other methods?
Right. So this is only one particular tool in a combination of integrated pest management strategies that we're investigating here at the University of New Hampshire. We're looking at a better predictive model to actually predict when fungal spores are being ejected into the canopy, so farmers can go out and spray only when fungal spores are in the air. Potentially want to use this UAV to actually scout entire orchards to pick up any small infection points that we may have missed in those initial fungicide applications, and then we can target individual trees or an individual portion of the orchard where the disease is present. So to really just be more precise with our applications and use this technology to reduce the number of applications to just the bare minimum required to keep the trees and the fruit healthy.
A technology like this might also help with crops besides apples.
Absolutely. So a lot of the early research has been done on things like corn and wheat and soybean, but a lot of the technology was these $20,000, $30,000 imaging systems, and they were mounted on airplanes. And what we're trying to do is develop an in-between model that has a less expensive camera and it's on a smaller UAV. We're using orchards as our model system, but all we're doing is we're detecting disturbance, whether that's apple scab or another pathogen, should be pretty easy to adapt.
So what's your timeline looking like at this point? How long do you think it could be that a farmer might be able to put one of these to work in the fields? Or above the fields,
right.
I suppose, is more accurate.
Yeah, I mean, that's an excellent question. So we've been working on this for a year now. And what we're finding is that we're not the only ones doing this type of work with UAVs. And there is this whole community that has popped up around these UAVs. And so the advancements are being made very rapidly. So I think a couple more years of imaging research and platform research, maybe 3 to 5 years potentially. But the other issue that may put constraints on this is what the FAA decides to do about UAVs being used by civilians and then also crop consultants who farmers can hire to bring their UAV to their farm and do a flyover and do an assessment of their orchard. So there are a number of both experimental and policy things that need to happen between now and when this would be commercially available to a farmer.
Dr. Kirk Broders, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you for calling.
You can find more information about Dr. Broders' research at the Foodstuffs blog. That's at nhpr.org.